more countries than ever are entered for this year's Winter Olympics. International Committee President Jacques Rogge says that a record 82 National Olympic Committees will participate in Turin 2006. These include athletes from the desert plains of Ethiopia and tropical Madagascar. Rogge says that this record shows a collaborative work which is being carried out by the IOC and international and national sports federations, which he insists continues to bear fruit that stimulates interest in the Winter Games, often considered the poor cousin of the summer event.
It has a great potential to bring people together.
Father Kevin Lixi, head of the Vatican Sports Section at the Pontifical Council for the Laity, will be in the Italian Alpine City for the opening of the Games. In the current climate of controversy, where nations are pitting their differences against one another, Father Lixi says the spirit of the Olympic Games needs to be brought to bear.
Talking with some of the Olympians now in Turin, they said there's kind of an international spirit in the air. We can't stay at home. We can't isolate ourselves, I think, from the problems that we face throughout the world, and which we don't always see in the news when we see the violence, we see the tensions between countries. But I think if we were to look at the Olympians and how they're interacting with the other athletes, we'd see that they know they're all the same human family.
But is the taking part still all that counts? Already reports of the diffused use of performance-enhancing drugs among skiers, skaters and hockey players, but to name a few, are trickling through the mass media. Father Lixi says that with the growing structuralization of society, professionalism in sport risks taking out all the fun.
Sport always has to be at the service of the person, not the other way around, where the sport becomes the all-encompassing thing and it becomes an end in itself. But we see other tensions that can little by little creep in, such as the commercialization of sport, or even those tensions that can allow to violence or doping in sports. Like with everything, there can be excesses as well as good, and even I think the media attributes to that as well.
With more than 720,000 tickets already sold for Friday's opening ceremony, it promises to be a spectacular Games, bringing some much-needed light relief to our TV screens and radio waves. In more ways than one, millions across the world can't wait for the Games to begin.